This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. Today, I'm going to share one of those ideas that is so easy to implement and so obvious and yet so worth repeating. Every so often, I just have to share a couple of these stories about the power of smiling to change everything. We've published many stories about the power of smiling, including one of my favorites. It's by Christy Trondahl, and it's called Let's Face It, and it's in our book that's all about resolutions, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Resolution. So Christy says that she walked into the local convenience store one day. She was in a hurry. She had her six kids waiting outside in the van, and she heard the cashier whisper to her coworker, "What a crabby-looking lady." So Christy was intrigued, and she started looking around for the crabby lady as she hurried around the store grabbing things. Remember, she had six kids sitting outside waiting for her. And then she saw the crabby lady, and Christy says, "Crabby wasn't the word. This lady looked like she had smelled something really bad." And then Christy realized she was looking in a mirror. So that night, after she got the kids to bed, Christy just threw herself down on her bed and started sobbing. She was so upset that she was the crabby-looking lady. And she made a simple resolution that night that she would start smiling no matter how she felt. It took practice, but over time it came to her naturally. And her hallelujah moment came when she walked into a coffee shop months later and she overheard the cashier there remark to a coworker, "There's that happy-looking lady again." So I like to think of smiles like boomerangs. When you throw them out there, they usually come right back at you. It's incredibly rare that you smile at somebody and that smile is not returned. But if you do encounter someone grouchy, just try smiling, see what happens. And if they don't smile back, you haven't really lost anything. So no matter what kind of day you're having, just smile. It will change your mood. And it will change the mood of the people who are going to interact with you. And there was a great quote I want to share with you from Dennis Waitley. He said, "A smile is the light in your window that tells others that there is a caring, sharing person inside. That smile helps you connect with the outside world because it shows everyone who's in there behind that face." So Christy changed her life by deliberately smiling. And we have another story about this that I love. It's from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive. In this story, Farida Wolf tells us that she was at the post office early one morning and she was hoping to get in and out fast because she had a busy day ahead of her. But she found herself standing in a long line that snaked through the roped off lanes in the post office and even out into the hallway. It wasn't tax day, it wasn't before Christmas, so she was baffled. But she had a package to ship, so she had no alternative except to wait in line behind everyone else in the world, all of whom were carrying packages that they needed to ship too. And that line moved so slowly. Farida started to get annoyed, and then she got angry. And by the time she got up to the counter, she was not exactly nice. She was really curt with the person behind the counter, and then she stormed out of that post office. And she even pushed past some people as she exited, saying, "Excuse me," kind of aggressively. And she was still scowling as she stomped through the parking lot to get to her car and rush off to her dentist appointment. And then Farida saw a woman, and this woman was walking towards her, briskly, each step pounding into the ground. Her forehead was furrowed, and she looked like she could breathe fire if she wanted to. And Farida thought, did I look like that? She thought, had she come off that way to the people at the post office? This woman looked like she was having a bad day. And all of a sudden, Farida's own anger over the slow service at the post office just melted away, because she wanted to make that other angry woman feel better. But she only had a fraction of a second to do it. So she smiled at that woman, and she looked startled and then confused, and then her face softened and her shoulders relaxed, and she took a deep breath and she slowed her determined walk, and she smiled back at Farida. Wow, thought Farida, that was easy. Look what a simple smile can do. For the rest of that day, Farida focused on other people's expressions and on her own, noticing how plainly most of us show our emotions on our faces. And now when Farida sees someone who is obviously having a bad day, she smiles at that person. And usually that changes the energy of the situation, and Farida gets a smile back. And she actually watches the emotions change on the face of the other person, because a smile is a really powerful tool. And the cool thing is that it's a tool that we all carry with us at all times. So throw out that smile boomerang, because it really will come back at you, and it will definitely change your day. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the books that I mentioned today, visit our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll find the books there, and you'll also find links that will allow you to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, or wherever you like to get your podcasts. And that way, each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. Come back for our next episode to hear two really cool stories from our new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Messages from Heaven and Other Miracles.